98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
You obviously don't need us to tell you that it's been raining since
last year.
The year 2026 began. But we have some tentatively good news. You know, Carlo Weather, brilliant at giving us updates.
Alan
O'Reilly from Carlo Weather, that's him, tweeted last night to say, some good news, the rain will get milder for a few days.
Okay, so not as cold.
From tomorrow, Friday. So we have warm rain now.
What's the weather looking like for the weekend, the forecast?
Let me have a look now. Oh, that's the Met Aaron app actually just opened by itself. It knew I wanted it.
How mystical.
The weekend, a little bit of rain today, less rain tomorrow. And okay. Then Sunday looks dry.
Okay,
Mix of sun and cloud.
And if it does rain, it's going to be warmer. So some
like 11 degrees on Sunday, so not so bad.
There was one day this week, you and me were out. We were out in the wild, actually. We were outside of the office together on Grafton Street, and it was just proper cold.
No, it
was one of the first days I went, oh no, it's really,
very
really cold.
Windy.
I would imagine lots of people are thinking about booking their next holiday, especially with this weather over the last while. And this is interesting. Friday, apparently, is now the cheapest day to fly thanks to business passengers heading home a day earlier.
Really?
Yeah, so this is new data that Expedia, the travel website, have put together. They've released their 2026 Air Hacks report. Mm-hmm. I'd actually like to read that. And they found that the shorter working week for some means that new opportunities are opening for leisure travellers. So Tuesdays, they're the quietest day to travel.
That makes sense.
And Saturday is the most costly.
Really? I would have thought that Saturday will be quiet enough because everyone, say, like, obviously maybe the business people are flying on a Thursday and then maybe your hen stags and weekend getaways are a Friday.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that Saturday will be quiet because everyone will be away at that stage.
I mostly go away on a Friday.
Yeah, same if I was to go.
Most of the time would be a Friday.
Skip off.
Well, we're saying Friday is the cheapest day to fly, and bookings on a Sunday in May, you could get a good deal, while December is the most expensive.
Although, lads, I can't remember the last time I got on a plane and there was a spare seat. You know the way they're just always full. It doesn't matter what day of the week, what time of the day, the plane is always full.
There is nothing nicer though than when you get on and you have a row to yourself.
What's rare?
I have one
is wonderful.
Leg up.
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah. I just love when you get a
having
yourself.
A little snack pack.
Exactly.
Delicious.
I think you can get a little mini cheese board on some of the planes now.
I think you can.
Yeah.
I still love the breakfast on Aer Lingus. Only when you fly in the morning, so.
Yes. Brendan one time got a breakfast on Aer Lingus. Was the sausage. And what did the air hostess.
This is many years ago.
The
air hostess. It was me and my friend. I think it was me and Gav might have been flying. We both ordered it. She's like, I've only one left. And he ordered first. So he got it and I was fuming. And she went, that's grand. The sausage and that is probably older than you are, love. Oh my God. I refuse to believe it. It's delicious. Come here. You're in your small business owner kind of era at the moment. You've graduated from Depop to Vinted.
Yeah, I really liked the party, but I was using Depop for a long time, and Vinted obviously launched in Ireland last year.
Yeah.
So I've got on board, guys. I saw my first dress.
And Vinted, yeah, congratulations. Vinted really seemed to kind of take over. Depop slowed down a bit, I think, for you and maybe for many others. Well, things might be about to pick up because Depop has just been bought by eBay.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, it's bought it for €1 billion.
Stop.
Sorry, that's a lot of money.
eBay now bought Depop. That makes sense because eBay now have, like, they do a lot of their sustainable fashion on their website.
Yeah, they do.
For Love Island, they do all the clothes for Love Island.
Yeah, I didn't realise that Depop had been owned by Etsy.
Oh, I didn't know that
did
either.
Did not know that.
Okay, so maybe Depop's going to have a revival.
Might
after
have
being
a revival.
Bought by
at,
eBay.
At least you're straddling both.
I was going to say,
fingers in many pies.
I must make sure my listings are on both my Vintage and my
and
Depop.
Your Depop.
Yes, few Bob.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning and happy Friday to Michael in Skerries, who says, my little win is I managed to get rid of a squeak in the front door.
Oh, Michael,
that's a very happy Friday.
I actually have a squeak in my car door at the moment. So,
oh, do you?
But is it a WD-40? Yeah, is that what I need?
A bit of that.
Good for you, Michael.
Emma in Kingswood says, my little win is I'm feeling blue after the dreary week, so I've booked myself in for a facial tomorrow.
Good.
Enjoy it.
For you.
And there's another little win, no name, but says, I cleverly booked in a fake meeting for 3 p.m. so I can log off and go to the airport to fly to London for the weekend.
Sorry. At least you're honest.
Good job there's Wi-Fi on planes now. You can make it look like you're still at work.
And good job there's anonymous messages.
Yes.
Good morning to Leslie and Tala. Leslie, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Leslie. What's your little win?
Well, it's not my little win. It's my doggy's little win. His name is Oliver, and he volunteers in the hospice in Harold's Cross with me every week in palliative care. And he is getting a little award tomorrow for Irish, the Golden Paw Award.
Stop.
So he's a life-changing dog. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry,
he's getting a little treatment tomorrow in the Cadian Hotel in Newbridge. Yeah, he's getting a little red carpet treatment and
there's
all.
A ceremony as well.
I didn't expect
That's
to be
so cool.
Tearing up at 10 to 8 on a Friday morning. Leslie, both you and Oliver are incredible for doing that every week. And
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it's honestly so amazing. And it's excellent that Oliver gets his own little ceremony.
He's getting his red carpet.
He's going to
get his tux and all
day. No,
in the room,
he's not.
And I can't believe it.
He's got a little like collar with a tux on it.
Stop it, yeah.
Leslie, you will have
that
to send us
so
photos
sweet.
And videos, please.
Of course. This is the second award now. He got Irish Hero of the Year last year.
Oliver was on the Late Late?
Yeah, my gosh.
Like
my little dog who was there. Like a little, you know when you have a child that gets all the Irish dancing trophies?
Yeah.
It's going to be him.
Yeah.
It is. Leslie, you must be so proud. And thank you so much for everything that you both do.
Yeah.
You do incredible work. And thank you so much for sharing it with us and for listening to 98FM.
Thanks very much.
Have the best time.
Cheers,
Leslie.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that is so
sweet. I cannot wait to see the pictures of Oliver. Joe's also been on with a little win this morning.
Good morning. I am predicting my little win today. Mm-hmm. I am currently on the way to get my NCT done, and it is going to pass.
Fingers crossed.
Joe, you're manifesting it will pass, but will you just confirm when you do? Thanks,
we'd
love
posted.
To know.
Robbie's in Rush.
Hi, 98FM. And my little win this morning is I've been out of the gym for nearly 4 weeks with a back injury, and I got back in this morning at 6:30 to do my first circuit class, and I got through it. So that was my little win. Thanks very much.
Go on, Robbie. Glad you're on the mend. And here's Rachel and Ballybrack.
Good morning, guys. I'm getting ahead with my little win, but today's little win is going to be lunch. I'm going to have a jack of potato, aka Jackie P, with butter, beans, and beetroot. Try it. You will thank me later.
So butter, beans, and beetroot. A Jackie P.
I had some prawn crackers at the weekend and my friend called them prawny seas.
Lads.
I love that people are now manifesting their little wins.
Yeah.
This is going to become a thing.
Oh, the power of positivity. Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins. Joe, Robbie, Rachel, and of course, Leslie and Oliver. We're going to send you out a 98FM water bottle.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Friday morning, and we've got some very exciting news for fans of this show.
Oh, lads, I'm so happy that the build-up has already begun. We know Line of Duty Season 7 is on the way. They're going to start filming in Belfast very, very soon. And yesterday, they announced the first guest star for Season 7. So if you're familiar with Line of Duty, you'll know that for each series, they have kind of a guest actor who will come in and, like, have a lead role.
Suspected baddie sometimes.
Yeah, so we've had, over the years, we've had Keely Hawes, Stephen Graham,
Lenny James,
Tandy Way Newton, like, really, really big names. And yesterday, they announced that Robert Carlyle will be taking on a lead role in Season 7. He's going to play a fella called Detective Constable Sean Massey,
spelt with a U, and then Massey is M-A-S-S-I-E.
Yeah.
Sean Massey is the new, I suppose, the new detective coming under the spotlight.
So he's described as a specialist rifle officer,
veteran
marksman, and he's going to be working with a group within the police called TO7 to take down the OCGs, which are the organised crime groups.
Oh, all of the different acronyms I need to get back in line with. There's so many. So Sean's described as a gruff loner who keeps himself to himself when one of his colleagues, D.I. Dominic Goff, we don't know who's playing him.
Yes.
When he's accused of being a predator, Massey's detached demeanour changes dramatically.
Now, if you are kind of familiar with the name Robert Carlyle, you're like, where do I know him from? It's probably this.
He was in the Full Monty back in the day.
Robert Carlyle played Gaz in the Full Monty.
Go on, Gaz. He was also in Trainspotting and 28 Weeks Later. But the second I saw his picture, I was like, that's your man from the Full Monty. And what's even more mad is I've never actually seen the Full Monty.
I think I've seen it once.
Well, yeah. We're going to have to watch the Full Monty again in preparation for Line of Duty Season 7, which... apparently you're starting filming next month.
Cannot wait.
Buzzing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Ted Hastings go head to head with Gaz from the Full Monty.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A flight voucher.
Lots of glamour.
And just three words.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Friday's Matchy Matchy. It is your favourite game on the radio. We play it at 10 past 8 every single morning on 98 FM. All you got to do is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. It's very glamorous. Mm-hmm. And then say the same three words to win an incredible prize. Here's AI Us with the details.
We're turning Friday into Fly Day.
What?
With this 250 euro flight voucher.
Where will you end up?
The excitement.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy. So Brendan's accent has changed.
AI Brendan sounded like he's from Devon or Cornwall.
Oh, Cass. Good morning to Damo and Castle Knock, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Damo, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday to you.
Damo, the kids have a very busy weekend. Do you?
My busy weekend is being an Uber driver or a chauffeur. That's the height of what I'd be doing.
Do you have bottles of water and mints in the back?
Absolutely.
Good man.
Yeah. Oh, the glamour, Damo. You fit in very nicely here on Matchy Matchy. Who do you have with you this morning playing?
I have Jessica with me.
Jessica,
hello,
good
Jessica.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. Damo, if you were to win this flight voucher now, where's on the list? Where would you like to go?
That would be my wife's decision.
Okay.
I don't make those kind of decisions.
We understand,
the boss.
Damo.
I don't have that authority.
Okay. Well, somewhere sunny, I'd imagine, maybe might
somewhere
be on the list.
Sunny. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, fingers crossed we have that Friday feeling. Damo, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Who are we going to play with?
Rebecca.
I am off to the booth.
Let's try and get a win in Matchy Matchy. Okay, Damo, Jessica, your first word in Matchy Matchy is world.
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 Will we say World Cup?
World twirl. Wait, no, World Cup.
World Cup.
World Cup. Your second word is fit. F-I-T, fit.
This. Fit this.
Fitbit. And your third word is lamb.
Lamb.
Sheep.
Lamb.
Who?
Chop.
Lamb chop.
Lamb chop. Okay, you're saying World Cup, Fitbit and lamb chop. Are we locking them in?
Will we lock them in?
Yeah.
We've got approval from Jessica and we're locking them in. The words are locked in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you?
Why, hello
there.
How
was that visit today?
Very nice. There's new curtains up and I think a new carpet.
Oh, well, I'll have to get back in to have a look.
Yeah, a spring clean.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy this morning is world.
World. I'm going to say world map.
World map. Your second word is fit.
Fit.
Fit. F-I-T.
Bit.
Fit. What did you say, bit?
Bit.
Bit.
Fitbit.
Fitbit. And your third word is lamb.
Lamb? Oh, gosh. I'm not great with the meat.
She's a veggie, you see.
Yeah. Lamb. What do you have lamb with? Lamb. Do you have a lamb stew? Lamb stew. Sorry.
Stew?
Yeah, I don't. Lamb. Lamb stew.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Damo and Jessica in Castle Knock this morning?
Guys, is lamb stew even a thing?
I think lamb stew might be a thing. I don't know if I've had it.
What did the guys go for?
They went World Cup and lamb chop.
Lamb. Guys, I'm not on the ball this morning. I'm sorry.
You did both say Fitbit.
Did we?
Yeah,
World Cup is brilliant.
World Cup is excellent.
Yeah,
Damo and Jessica, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy this morning.
No problem. They didn't suit us.
They didn't suit us today. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. Have a great weekend.
Lovely, thank you.
Bye,
cheers,
guys.
We'll do it all again on Monday.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow. show in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Well, Brenton, you're starting with something very cute this morning.
Yeah, I am. We have to speak about Punch. Punch is the adorable little monkey that you may have seen on your timeline over the last few days.
I haven't. I'm
have you not seen? Let me tell you Punch's story, right? So Punch is a little snow monkey. He's teeny tiny, and he was born at a zoo in Japan 6 months ago, right?
Right.
And he's never seen without his little orangutan teddy.
Oh, okay.
Now, the animal kingdom, as we know, can be a cruel mistress.
Can.
And poor Punch's mother abandoned him at birth. Very, very sad. She was just like, do you know what? Not for me.
Right.
So zookeepers gave Punch a plush orangutan toy to serve as like basically like a surrogate parent.
Right.
So someone to comfort him, you know, and to reduce anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Punch hasn't let go of his little toy ever since. He plays with it, eats with it, and cuddles and sleeps with it, right?
Aww.
And he's just gone mega viral over the last few days.
It's like Mudang all over again.
It's the new Punch is the new Mudang, right? So it's only in the last week that Punch and his cuddly toy, which is nicknamed Aura Mama, have become kind of internet famous, right?
Yeah.
Now, I think Aura Mama may have been donated to Punch by the local IKEA. In Japan.
Right.
I think they kind of did a dump of cuddly toys for the zoo.
For the animals.
And this is where Aura Mama came from, right? So now that there's worldwide interest, the zoo's been given more regular updates.
Mm.
And this morning I bring heartwarming news.
Oh, go on.
So after weeks and months of Punch, you know, kind of being isolated and by himself, he has just begun integrating with the other monkeys.
Oh, has he? I'm so thrilled for him.
So he's been introduced to the wider monkey family at the zoo and is starting to socialise with them, right? Ah. Now, it's all very early days, comes with a bit of a health warning, but he has been spotted getting groomed by some of the other monkeys, which is like
that
not
means
only...
That they're... Yeah, it's really
it's a bonding
friendly
thing.
And
it's,
bonding, yeah,
yeah, it's more than just hygiene. And he's also been seen playing on the backs of other young monkeys.
Aww.
And even getting a hug from one of the older ones. It is early days though, so Punch is still holding Aura Mama very close. But if you're seeing a little monkey on your timeline with a toy, it's Punch.
I need to start looking at those videos and liking them so my algorithm serves me them.
More Punch, please.
Yes.
Up next, proof that as a child, I was right to be terrified of the car wash.
Oh, were you really
I was
scared
so scared of the
younger?
Car wash as a child, yeah. A system malfunction at a car wash has caused a woman and her car to be trapped inside for an hour.
Oh, no, Brendan. An hour.
Her name is Felicia. She went to clean her car in Pennsylvania the other day when the system shut down and the doors closed. So it's one of these ones. I went to one of these up the north last year and I actually loved it. So you there's a like a shutter, like you know, like shutters on the front of a shop.
Yeah.
So they open up and you drive your car inside, like a room.
And is this where you kind of it's a bit of a Jesus take the wheel? It moves you up on its own as
it
well. You
did,
turn the engine off
it did
and all.
Move
yeah.
You for a bit of it, yeah. But the one that we went up the north last year was it was like a nightclub. Like the place was literally
I think
on
I
wheels.
I remember you saying
it was so
I think
fun.
It was your little win one morning that you went. To
I
the
think
car
it was.
Once.
Yeah. So anyway, Felicia, in the end, she had to call the police to get out because she couldn't open the door. There was nobody around.
No, you need to stay. Where are the staff?
They're fully automated.
I know, Brendan.
Yeah, I
no.
know. It's a bit like Toy Story fighting with the technology.
Exactly.
So anyway, Felicia was fine. The car wasn't damaged. And the owner, once she was released, apologised and gave her a load of gift cards for more free car washes.
Right.
I'm like, have you won outside?
Yeah.
Finally this morning, the Winter Olympics closing ceremony going to take place this weekend. I'm not sure what the plan is. I don't know who's singing or dancing
or
someone, whatnot.
Did Celine perform? No, Celine performed at the
opening
one.
Of Paris. And then Mariah performed at the opening of
the
this
winter,
one.
Yeah.
So after a scandalous couple of weeks on the slopes, including Crotchgate, a very public apology and a condom shortage, the games will end on Sunday. Even if you haven't been following the sports, it has been entertaining. And the athletes seem like they're really great crack.
Mm.
Before the games began a couple of weeks ago, they each had to upload themselves, clearly pronouncing their own name. Because obviously, a lot of athletes from many different countries.
But it's actually a really good idea, so everyone then knows.
Exactly. So like the journalists who are reporting on them then could say their name correctly, right? So there's a whole bank of them on the Olympics YouTube channel. Lots of the athletes, very helpful, you know, pronounced slowly and clearly, sounding out their own name. Some of them, though, you know, they were like, ah, this is, you know, I've more important things to be training for, you know. So they decided to take the mic. Listen to this little montage of athletes pronouncing their own names.
Gustav Lignovsky.
Harrington.
Oh.
Andrew Musgrave.
Henry.
In Menzies.
Zen Chan.
That's Jason.
Cameroni Boltoni.
That last fella's name is Cameron Bolton.
Stop it.
So obviously there was a way for them to have a bit of a kick to be like, well, if
it
I say
it sounds
like
very
this, It sounds very...
Pronouncenames.com. They're like trying to really sound it out.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously they were hoping that they'd hear their own name back pronounced incorrectly. Oh. That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendione. Brendione. O'Loch Alone.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.